Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections, and just to make sure that we have representation of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much for that. Also, may I know what is the year of your birth?
1985.
Thank you so much for that. Also, sir, I would like to know what's the highest levels of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's, from graduate school.
Thank you so much for that. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
That part one more time.
Yes. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much for that. May I know what is your race?
African American.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Thank you
I'm
so much.
registered.
As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost turning to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Six.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. I will read a list and you tell me which are the most important for you. The first one is healthcare, student loan forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, jobs and the economy, cost of living and inflation, criminal justice reform and police violence, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, climate change, or abortion?
Voting rights and democracy, and
yes.
Economics.
Okay, thank you
Did
so
you
much
that?
For that.
Yeah.
Yes. I got it. Now, we'd like you to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 is that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And, you know, then you have the 5, which means that you feel neither warm or cold, which also seems neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and our group, please indicate so. So the first one is Republicans in Congress. How do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
What was the first one?
Republicans in Congress.
Oh.
Yes?
Yeah, 0.
Oh, okay, thank you. And then how do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
Two.
Thank you. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
7.
Thank you. How do you feel about Democrats in Congress? there?
6.
Thank you so much. How do you feel about Kamala Harris?
Say that part again.
Yes. I was wondering, how do you feel about Kamala Harris?
Four.
Thank you so much for that. And how do you feel about Joaquin Euphrates?
10.
Thank you so much for that. Is the 2024 election for president we're held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Bill Biden, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much for that. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Say that one more time.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, would that be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all of his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, not kept any promises?
Some.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who has each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make a difference? The first priority or trait is grow the economy.
I would likely support.
And would that be much more likely, or would that be somewhat likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And then we have put people over politics.
Much more likely.
Thank you. We also have secures the border.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much for that. And what about look out for people like me?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. What about wants to build black wealth?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about defense democracy?
What was that?
Defense democracy.
Much more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much for that. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think you describe Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all.
6.
Okay. In that case, the first one we have is, it's effective against things done. From 0 to 10, how do you think it describes the Democrats in Congress?
Effective against what?
It's effective and gets things done.
Somewhat effective.
Okay, it's from 0 to 10.
6.
Thank you.
Just how many more questions do you have?
We are in the middle of the service, sir.
Okay. Actually, I need to get off the phone. I don't have another 5 or 10 minutes. I just got in the house. I've been on the road for hours.
Oh, I see. I can make it as quick as possible because if we stop right now, your answer will not be safe. And I just would like to make sure that all of your answers go to the correct place, right? So I will make it just as possible for you so we can finish the service, sir.
I appreciate that, but no, I'm not going to be able to. Thank you.
Would you like me to call you right back later on?